The following sermon by A.W. Pink is called Preach the Gospel to Every Creature. Now the question arises again, why are we to preach the gospel to every creature if God has only elected a certain number to be saved? The reason is because God commands us to do so. Well, but, you say, it does not seem reasonable to me. That has got nothing to do with it. Your business is to obey God and not to argue with Him. God commands us to preach the gospel to every creature, and it means what it says. Every creature. It is a solemn thing. Every Christian in this room tonight has yet to answer to Christ why he has not done everything in his power to send that gospel to every creature. Yes, I believe in missions, probably stronger than most of you do. And if I preached to you on missions, perhaps I would hit you harder than you have been yet hit. The great majority of God's people who profess to believe in missions are just playing at them. I make so bold as to say of our evangelical denominations today that we are just playing at missions, and that is all. Why, my friends, there is almost half of the human race. Think of it, in this 20th century travel, so easy and cheap. Bibles printed in almost every language under heaven. And as we sit here tonight, there is almost half of the human race that never yet heard of Christ. And we've got to answer to Christ for that. You have, and I have. Oh, yes, I believe in man's responsibility. I do not believe in man's freedom, but I do believe in his responsibility. And I believe in the Christian's responsibility in a double way. And every one of us here tonight has yet got to face Christ and look into those eyes as a flame of fire. And he's going to say to us, I entrusted to you my gospel. It was committed as a trust to you. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. It is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Oh, my friends, we are playing at these things. We have not yet begun to take religion seriously, any of us. We profess to believe in the coming of Christ. And we profess to believe that the one reason why Christ has not come back yet is because his church, his body, is not yet complete. We believe that when his body is complete, he will come back. And my friends, his body never, never will be complete until the last of his elect people will be called out. And his elect people are called out under the preaching of the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you are really anxious for Christ to come back soon, then you'd better be more wide awake to your responsibility in connection with taking or sending the gospel to the heathen. Christ's word, and it is Christ's word to us, is go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He does not say, send you. He says, go you. And you have to answer to Christ yet because you have not gone. Well, you say, do you mean by that every one of us here tonight ought to be out in the mission field? I have not said that. I am not any man's judge. Many of you here tonight have a good reason which will satisfy Christ why you have not gone. He gave you work to do here. He put you in a position here. He has given you responsibilities to discharge here. But every Christian who is free to go and does not go has got to answer to Christ for it yet. Go ye into all the world. Well then, you say, where am I to go? Oh, that's very easy. You say, easy? Yes, I mean it. It is very easy. There is nothing easier in the world than to know where you ought to begin missionary work. You have it in the first chapter of Acts, and in the 8th verse. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, both in Jerusalem, that is the city in which they were, and in all Judea, that is the state in which their city was, and in Samaria, that is the adjoining state, and to the uttermost part of the earth. If you want to begin missionary work, you have to begin it in your own hometown. And my friends, if you're not interested in the salvation of the Chinese in Sydney, Australia, then you are not really interested in the salvation of the Chinese in China. And you are only fooling yourselves if you think you are. Oh, I am calling a spade tonight. If you are anxious about the souls of the Chinese in China, then you will be equally anxious about the souls of the Chinese here in Australia. And I wonder how many in this building tonight have ever made any serious effort to reach the Chinese in Sydney with the gospel. I wonder how many here tonight have been round to the Bible House in Sydney and have said to the manager there, "Do you have any New Testaments in the Chinese language? Or do you have any Gospels of John in the Chinese language? How much are they per hundred or per dozen?" And I wonder how many of you have bought 1,000 or 100 and then have gone round to the houses in the Chinese quarter and have said, "My friend, this is a little gift that will do your soul good if you will read it." Ah, my friends, we're playing at missions. It is just a farce, that is all. "Go you" is the first command. Go where? Those around me first. Go with what? The gospel. Well, you say, why should I go? Because God has commanded you to. Well, you say, what is the use of doing it if he has just elected certain ones? Because that gospel is a means that God uses to call out his own elect. That is why. You do not know, and I do not know, and nobody here on earth knows who are God's elect and who are not. They are scattered over the world, and therefore we are to preach the gospel to every creature, that it may reach the ones that God has marked out among those creatures. A.W. Pink. From a sermon preached in Sydney, Australia, during his Australian ministry in the 1920s.